I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado is among the leading states in income and variety of agritourism opportunities. In fact, the last USDA Ag Census indicated that more than 864 Colorado farms offered agritourism and recreational services. Combined, they totaled nearly $30 million in farm income. The Colorado Agritourism Association wants to see the numbers of farmers and ranchers offering tourists opportunities increase. This weekend, it's offering a lot of good information on how to do that.
Product safety changes that are coming into effect from the FDA. The impacts of the recent farm bill that was passed at the end of 2018 that legalized hemp as an industrial product, how to invite international folks, increasing revenue streams, and helping work with the community partners to develop the destinations around the locations of the different agricultural businesses. With regard to business development, engaging employees and vendors and business partners.
Corey Mim is the executive director of the Colorado Agritourism Association. She says the annual convention underway in Colorado Springs is a combined effort with the Colorado Dude and Guest Ranch Association. The last published numbers show in 2006, agritourism in Colorado had an economic impact of more than $2.2 billion.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.